Guys, I got a I spent a lot of time on social media, obviously, and got a little something from the gram that had me giggling last night, boys. My mom, y'all know Linda, y'all know Astro Granny. She came up to me, right? I don't know if you've seen these things. Have you seen the college football coaches, the parody interviews, the post-game pressers, where they take their post-game pressers and use their voice? AI does it.
Yeah.
Uses their voice. It's scary that they can do this, but damn, some of
it's terrifying, dude. Oh, some of those videos are so good, like well-made. It freaks me out. I don't like it.
Well, I'm going to tell you what they did. They got Astro Granny. They got Astro Granny. My mom hits me up. She's like, well, you know, she listens to the show all the time.
Are you shitting me?
No, I'm dead serious. She listens.
She said that on the air, folks.
Yeah, she listens and she tries to help in show prep every now and then. And she goes, hey, Clint, have you heard that Alabama coach's press conference after Tennessee beat him? I said, no. I mean, I haven't even seen anything on the news. It couldn't be that big of a deal. Like, what are you talking about? Well, she got. Somehow came across that one of these AI parody accounts, and she thought it was dead serious. So I got to listen
for you.
And I'm going to tell you, they're dead ass funny. There ain't no doubt. This is Alabama head coach Kalen DeBoer. Now, again, artificially intelligized here.
Intelligized.
Is that a word? Put it in the. I learned on In the Loop. You can put that in the Webster dictionary.
It's a word now.
Shout out to you, Reggie.
Yeah, intelligize here,
John.
This is not really Kalen DeBoer, but it is AI'd into his voice. And I'm gonna tell you, Astro Granny thought she was onto something.
Jalen Milroe is supposed to be a f***ing Heisman candidate, but he threw two bad picks tonight, including one with a minute and 30 seconds left on the clock. There's no excuses. Jalen crapped the bed, and it's clear we can't trust him with the game on the line. I miss f***ing Michael Penix. Anyways, Jalen wasn't the only one who didn't show up. Our run game sucked just as badly. 2 yards per carry and 3 for 14 on third downs. The Vols' entire team outperformed us, and we deserve to lose. I'm regretting my decision to leave the Washington Huskies more every day.
He said there was nothing that tipped her off to say, well, come
on.
Bro, she was dead serious, man. I mean, look, she doesn't know well enough to know that, like, Michael Penix was his quarterback last year at Washington and took him to the college football playoffs and all that. She's just the tone and the cussing and everything. She thinks he's dead serious. I'm like, Mom.
There's no way that wasn't true.
I said,
Watch your mouth out with a little bit of Coors Light.
It says it's a parody account, Mom. You can't. No, she was not drinking, by the way, when she heard this. So
that's so good she thought it was
true. She can't
blame
this.
Was she pissed that she got?
No. Oh, yeah, yeah. You know her.
I'm going to come over there and whoop that ass.
No question. She was mad because she got. No, she ain't got no skin in the game with Alabama or Tennessee, and she was hot. But after Lane Kiffin lost to Kentucky, that's the first one I saw. Lane Kiffin lost to Kentucky, and his AI-generated post-game presser is absolute gold, man. Okay. There's about four or five of them out there floating around with these bigger-name coaches, and it is funny. And as I'm listening to them, I'm like, you know, I don't quite expect D'Amico Ryans to do that, but I sure enough would like him to
If they didn't add the cussing, they could get somebody.
There ain't no doubt.
Like, there were just some pieces in there, you know, shout out to Linda, I love your mother. But there were some pieces in there that just completely throw up the, hold on, man, now that ain't, nah, there ain't no way he said that. We ain't never heard Kalen DeBoer just go Bob Knight. Like, there's
hey, a show. Jayhawks going down.
It's Ron L. Boogie. But there are some, if he'd have left some of that stuff out.
Yeah.
Like, he might be able to get you.
Yeah. Oh, that's great.
We're just at a loss with Jalen Milroe, man. I've done my best. I've just thrown my hand.
I miss Michael Penix.
Penix was a great player, great man.
From the gram, boys, I'm telling you, man. The Instagram, some of the humor on there, man. It really. I enjoy my time on the gram.